Cyclone Alfred might not be crossing the coast, but he sure is making his presence known, with wild surf expected along Sunshine Coast beaches tomorrow. The Weather Bureau is urging us to stay out of the surf as it whips up some big swell, while meteorologist Jonathan Howell says Alf went up and down in intensity overnight.
Overnight on Thursday, severe tropical cyclone Alfred in the Coral Sea briefly strengthened to a severe Category 4 cyclone. However, it has since been downgraded back to a severe Category 3 system.
And we were due to welcome a cruise ship visit to Mooloolaba this morning, but it looks like the wild weather has intervened. The Amadea, which is carrying 600 passengers, went straight past us earlier this morning heading north. Well, 4 years after the ocean broke through on Bribie Island, and another location is now looking to go the same way. The first major breakthrough happened during heavy seas whipped up by ex-tropical cyclone Seth. Now just south of that location, a second breakthrough is imminent as the coast prepares for hazardous surf conditions this weekend. Palmerstone Passage Catchment Management Board spokesperson Jen Kettleton-Butler has posted a video of water currently pushing into dead vegetation across a 15-metre section on the surf side of the island. The board members are now calling for urgent action with a temporary reinforcement to be put in place until a permanent protection can be established there. A Sunshine Coast MP says an elected LNP government will provide more than $200,000 to help frontline local community organisations that provide accommodation options and cost of living support to families who are struggling. Ted O'Brien is seeking re-election in the federal seat of Fairfax in the upcoming election. He says organisations like Sunny Kids and Coaster Bay Housing need support so they can deliver support to our most vulnerable.
Here on the Sunshine Coast, we might be a lifestyle capital, but people are still hurting amidst a cost of living crisis. And it's organisations like these which are doing the hard yards. They're the ones on the front line, making sure people don't go hungry and don't go homeless.